Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Roger and JP, it's 7:40. Heavy rain today. Thunderstorms coming later, too. And the rain will get heavier, just so you know. So there's this term that's come out called thabies. Instead of babies, these are non-gender-specific babies. So the parents call them thabies.
I hate people.
And they sometimes, and they will refer to them as they. And the idea is they, the parents know that they have the sex organs of a male or a female. They get that, that they're male
Do
or
they
female.
Though? Do
but
they get it?
Their sex is correct, but their gender, they don't want to influence them like the boy always wears boy clothes and wears blue and plays with trucks, or the girl wears pink and plays with dolls. They want to let the child just completely blindly find their way to the gender that, they're most comfortable with.
But that doesn't mean you can't call them a baby.
So they call
him or her.
You know, so they call them babies. And
here's
they
the
discuss
deal.
And well, check it out. This here's why. They say they are wearing blue today. They're pointing to the male child and calling him they.
Right.
So you have to get used to that like a plural pronoun for
the
child.
No. See, that's where you're wrong. I don't have to get used to anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to call a spade a spade. If it happens in front of me, I'm calling you out on it.
And
I'm going to disrupt your process in any way I possibly can.
And when they read things like, say, they're reading Harry Potter to their kid, instead of saying Harry and calling him he, they call him they. So that everything is non-gender specific and the child really, and that's what they're trying to accomplish.
You understand why I want to strangle people, right? Like, you get it?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, just come on.
I mean, it's interesting.
Well, here's my thing.
It is interesting because a lot of the stuff we put on kids or people is like things that people think you should do.
How
you should dress or whatever it is.
Let me explain.
Social constructs.
My view.
Yeah.
My current view on life.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a very difficult journey to begin with.
Mm.
I'm not looking to make it any more of a pain in the ass than it already is.
Mm.
And I don't want to deal with your nonsense. So the fact that the kid is going to decide what he or she is anyway, you could still call him he or call her she. And then if she decides that, mommy, listen, I'm not a she, I'm a he, deal with it then. Deal with it then. But don't make it more of a pain. Now you got to edit a book. So you're reading a book to your kid. You got to edit it. You got to self-edit before you read it.
And people are going to be called he and she in front of that kid all their lives.
Stop
and especially
it.
Even right then, it's even going to happen.
Just stop.
The one that really got me was even so much that, I mean, the parents really thought this out ahead of time. And when they were having the baby, that they want to call the baby, of course, in the delivery room, instead of the baby being born and the doctor or a nurse or anybody pronouncing it's a boy or it's a girl, they said, please don't do that because they thought the first few seconds of a child's life, it was like an impression, and they didn't want anybody to give that child that impression. So when the baby was born, they were like, you know, do not describe the anatomy or what you think the anatomy means when the baby's born. We definitely want to prevent them from being gendered in any intense moment. And everybody was aware of that. So because it's an intense moment, they thought maybe there was a chance the baby would understand, even though it's a minute old.
You know what?
You
know what I wish the doctors would have done?
What's that?
At that moment is taken the umbilical cord and wrapped it around the parent's neck.
So you're not down with the whole baby thing?
And pulled. Tight.
Well,
tight.
It's a small but hardcore group of families who are raising babies. Babies whose parents have decided not to reveal their sex so that there are no social constructs telling them how they should act or how they should look.
Dear Elon Musk, I think we found your first group to Mars.
I thought you were putting out a plea to let you buy a ticket to Mars.
No. I think not me. I'm not the one that's doing it wrong. I hate to break it to you.
7:44.
And think about how perfect. You could start your own little utopic society. Let's just say they do make it there.
Yes.
It could be a whole planet full of babies.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Everybody would be they. I mean, you know.
They would get what they want.
Right.
We would get what we want. Everybody's
they could be they.
Everybody's happy.
I was just telling JP and you guys about babies. This would be parents who want to bring up their child. They know they have a sex, but they, as a gender, they want to bring them up to choose their own gender.
You know what?
Without influences from society. But so they call them babies.
You had me in the where I was at the, I don't care. It's just another dumb thing. Until you said they don't want the doctors to say it's a boy or a girl in the delivery room because that moment in the child's
it's an intense
life.
Emotional
the kid
moment.
Just got out of a sack. And it was like,
you
know, like
they don't want
guilt.
Themselves. They don't want anybody influenced as to what gender this child will be. They want to let the child choose completely with blinders on what they want to be. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I got to be with JT on this one. What are these people going to do if they're in public and the kid has to use the bathroom? You're not a boy, you're not a girl?
Well, no, the sex is defined. I mean, they know sexually boy or girl, but gender is a different thing. How you dress yourself and behave and that kind of thing. But, I mean, sex-wise, I assume they would still take them to the boys' room in case of boys.
Listen, man, first off, don't let it be your problem, number one.
Don't confuse sex and gender.
And number two, if you see somebody who's calling their kid a they, just shake them.
Where's the other one?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
A baby?
Hey, thanks.
Can you imagine?
No. I mean, I can't because I haven't been in the situation, but I'm sure it'll happen at some point.
But you know what kills me? It's like the couple, the husband and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get two people to agree on that?
People. The husband was on board first and brought it up to her, and then she was like, it sounds kind of casual. And she said, it sounds like something you got off Facebook, but then she totally got in line with it and then figured out, and now they're both on board as a couple, and yeah, that's what it is. So they be.
I did not think you were going to tell me the husband talked her into
he
it.
He was first. How about that?
Oh God!
Yeah. And now they both think, why isn't everybody doing this?
You know, Russia's just sitting there. It's like, we don't have to do anything now. 25 years ago, America's going to be out. From now, America's going to be ours. These kids are a bunch of pussies. once these millennials are ruling that place, it's all ours.
This story about they bees. That would be babies who are not locked into what gender they will be. Of course, they have a certain sex with their organs, of course, boy or girl, male or female. But the way they dress, act, the activities they do will not be influenced by the parents. Some there are parents, a small movement trying to grow of babies where they let the child choose who they are. One, this guy Kyle has a 2-year-old boy. He's a gender studies student, University of Utah. The boy's name is Zoomer. I thought that was interesting. Zoomer. And then another couple has a kid named Storm. So they're giving them names that are not really male or female in gender, you see? That's just part of it. And they can't, I'm gonna let my kid choose what way they would like
they
to
act. They didn't name a girl
dress.
Storm. They would have named the girl Stormy, and she would have been a stripper suing the president.
I don't know. final call. Good morning, BAB. Go right ahead. What's up?
Hey, I was working in New York City. We do a health clinic, a gay, lesbian, transgender clinic.
Okay.
And I overheard two of the girls talking to each other at a cubicle saying that they were probably in their mid-20s, they had never been to a gender reveal party before. So their gripe was that, how does the baby know its gender yet? Why, these parties are ridiculous. The baby's got to decide. I wanted to just jump off the ladder and strangle them with the wires I was pulling.
It's misnamed. It should be called a sex reveal party, not a gender reveal party, because the gender is different.
Right.
The gender is choosable. The sex is not.
Exactly.
Don't you sound so well-rounded? You've been poisoned. You know that, right?
I'm just trying to understand.
You've been poisoned.
No, I'm just, I asked my daughters a few years ago, and they said, listen, nobody differs gender and sex on an application. That's part of the problem. Gender is different from sex. So I've known this for a couple of years. I'm not well-rounded. I just happen to know that. And it does make sense.
Well,
do you mean? Mm-hmm. Good for you. It does. It makes sense if you think about it.
I'm with you, Christian Bale.
Sex is a term for the actual male-female sex organs, that type of thing. And then gender, of course, is the thing that you choose.
Okay, do
and
the
there
keyword.
You go.
I've never wanted to do a contest
so
more
now
in my
you
life.
Know.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.